Here's Pete Gilmore with Living the Gospel.
1935, from a relatively low altitude of 20 kilometres in the air, a photo of Earth was taken. Then, in 1942, at about 100 kilometres, we got the first photos of Earth from space. Later, in 1972, from Apollo 17, they took the most famous photo of Earth, known only as the Blue Marble. So, from 20 kilometres up, we get a sense that the Earth is curved. From 100 kilometres, we see the thick white clouds and the continents. Then at 45,000 kilometres, well, we get the whole picture. I forget sometimes how limited my perspective of my life is. I forget that my view of myself, whether in the mirror, in my personal achievements, work or relationships, well, to put it bluntly, it's quite narrow. It's way too close. My distance isn't letting me see the whole picture, and so I lose hope. I become jealous or impatient. Learning to see ourselves from God's perspective isn't important because He thinks the world of us. I mean, He does. But it's that He sees the whole picture. It's the whole picture that causes Him to declare, "God so loved the world, and that includes you, that He gave His only Son." We are not the sum of our weaknesses. We are the sum of God's love for us in Christ Jesus. So this week, when you're tempted to think you've got the whole picture, remember, God has an even better perspective that He's wanting to share with us. God bless.